This is recording, the recording of Station to Station. These two pictures here are taken at Cherokee Studios in Los Angeles in the end of 1975. The first one, he's sitting in one of his favorite positions, and that's kind of like a yoga position, isn't it, I think, writing lyrics. So he's writing some of the lyrics that would have been on Station to Station, and maybe those lyrics he would have cut them up and moved them around a bit. And the other is David listening to playback, and you can see the tape machine behind him with the meters on the tape machine. Looked quite reflective on that. He wouldn't have known I'd taken that picture. I had a long range lens, which was a fixed 200. The light was terrible in there, obviously. This fixed lens camera, I could be away from David and take a picture, and he wouldn't have known. Not that I had my camera on me all the time. If I had it on, I don't think I'd ever got as many pictures that I have. It was, honestly, I call them my holiday snaps. And that's how I treated shooting pictures of David. As a every now and again thing.
If it had been more common, if it had become a bit more of a formal practice in your mind, do you think, I mean, how would that have gone down? Do you think he would have not appreciated that so much? Or
I think that's highly possible. I think it would have been very irritating to have a lens thrust in your face on every turn. No, I think it would have been terrible. And in fact, on many of these pitches, he's clearly playing up and enjoying the moment or the moments.
Were these taken at night? Because he worked through the night.
That's a lot. Right.
He
yes.
became a night, kind of a night owl.
Yeah, these were. We'd get to the studio at night time or late afternoon, early evening, and we'd work through the night. But sometimes we'd get there, and they'd have like platters of cheese and fruit and buckets of beer and wine, whatever. And sometimes he'd go, you know, I just don't really feel like it. And we'd go back home, or we'd go to town or whatever. He was quite spoiled as well. He worked really hard on every project he did, and he put everything into it. But sometimes he would just think, I don't really feel like it tonight.
And again, it's a different energy around it, isn't it? I guess it's because it's recording. It's really interesting to go from the tour, and it's all full of early energy of it all being so exciting, embarking on something, and it's much more bedded into his career here. And it's just such a different energy. He looks like much more of an established, it's like his job now, it's what he is, it's what he does. It just, instead of this kind of new entry into
I think what it was, he was changing his hat so many times. No pun intended. He was kind of thinking on his feet. He would get an idea and run with the idea, and the idea would formulate in his mind, and somehow he'd get there by just staying with it. It wasn't an easy process at this stage, writing new stuff, because he'd changed his hat so many times. And this, to my ears anyway, it was kind of the birth of the Berlin trilogy. So it had that feel to it. So it was kind of where he was going. These things don't come easily. Because they're so obscure, it was unknown territory. Some days it was just too much to cross that creative barrier to actually go to work.